What's going on, PGA DFS fans? Thanks for joining me here on the Awesomo YouTube channel. I am Jason Roslin. Find me on Twitter at DFSGolfer23. And today I'm here to tell you my top five sleepers for the AT&T Byron Nelson here this week. As we're just 1 week away from the second major of the year, the PGA Championship. As we move on and as golfers look to get into form for that second major, Jordan Spieth certainly will be talked about this week and next as he tries to complete the career Grand Slam, the only golfer that I'll have the chance to do so. But he's not part of this video because he's actually not a sleeper this week. Looks like his projected ownership is around 15%, which is part of our Osmo Plus package. You get PGA ownership projections, player projections, and so much more, not for just for PGA, too, for all the sports that we cover right now. And if you're not already an Osmo Plus member, I'm going to tell you about a deal we've got going on with Yahoo here in just a little bit. Also, make sure you like and subscribe. We're coming out with new content all the time, and the best way to get notified about that content, subscribe to our channel here and subscribe to our Odds Shopper channel. So let's go ahead and jump in now to the top five sleepers here for the Byron Nelson. Number one, Ches Reavy. This guy is a form golfer, and now we've got back-to-back starts where he's finished in the top 15, playing solid golf. Now, the strokes gain rank, when we look at it, it's not going to look good. 180th off the tee, 63rd on the approach, 137 around the green, and 185 putting. But when he gets on these runs of form, it doesn't matter what golf course and where, he's coming in with his ownership coming in around 2% this week. We like Ches Reavy. Fire him up at just $6,800. All right, next guy we're going to talk about. Also, of all these guys, only one competed at the event. I'm sorry, two of them competed at the event last year. Ches Reavy was not one of them. And Steven Yeager was not one of them either. But Yeager finally finding some form after quite some time, missing the cut, not playing up to his ability, especially coming off the Korn Ferry Tour where he led the money list. Means he put up the best stats in pretty much every event. Not every event, but in a lot of events. He's coming in at $6,900. Why I like him a lot, though, he's coming off his two best performances of the year. A sixth place finish last week at the Wells Fargo and a 15th the week before that at the Mexico Open. So form is certainly getting better. We know here at TPC Craig Ranch that it's not hard to hit the fairways. Going to hit over 70% of them on average. And that should help out his worst statistical category, which is 207th strokes gained off of the tee this year. 153rd on the approach, but get him on and around the green, and he is superb. 15th around the green and 46th putting for Steven Yeager. So look at him, just $6,900 this week and 4% owned. Next thing I want to talk about is defending champion. Typically, these guys don't come in less than 5% owned, but that is what we're going to get. And KH Lee coming in at just $7,500, 5% owned, and a 25th place finish last week. He's actually been incredibly consistent this year. No upside. When I say no upside, I mean no top 10 upside. Certainly, he has provided some salary relief and some pretty consistent play, but no top end play. Maybe coming back to this course that he won at last year. We'll bring that back as we look at his strokes gain rank. He's 47th off the tee this year. That's pretty solid. 152 on the approach, 109 around the green, and 138 putting for KH Lee. Our next guy I'm going to talk about kind of continues the theme of Ches Reavy and Steven Yeager playing well. It's Lanto Griffin. When this guy gets rolling, there isn't a course that he plays at that he can't compete. Well, we maybe haven't seen it in a major as much as we want to. He'll get a chance at it next week. He's also coming off of a sixth place finish and a 15th place finish the last 2 weeks. Same as Steven Yeager. Coming in about 6% on, though. He's in a range where there's a lot of strong players that are garnering more ownership than him. And we look at the strokes gain rank, why maybe he's had a little bit of an inconsistent season up until the last few weeks. It's because he's ranked 174th around the green. So when he's missing the green, having a difficult time getting up and down for par. And it was ranked 41st on the approach and 82nd off the tee along with 83 putting. So it is a good mixture of stats for Griffin here this week. Will be making his tournament debut. Or I should say his venue debut. He might have played in the AT&T Byron Nelson before last year, but has not played at TPC Craig Ranch yet. A guy that has played at TPC Craig Ranch, but maybe is a little bit higher priced than what gamers would have wanted or expected. It's Johnny Vegas. Johnny Vegas is coming in as the second lowest owned golfer above 8,000 this week. The lowest is going to go to Jason Day yet again, who makes for an interesting play, but Johnny Vegas certainly has been more consistent than Day. this year, even though they did hold the lead for a couple of rounds last week. Vegas came in ninth here last year and is coming off a 15th place finish last week. So all signs are pointing in the right direction. His ball striking this year has really been superb. He's ranked 11th off the tee and 57th on the approach. Typically a pretty good putter as well. Maybe that has lacked a little bit this year, coming in 121st and 159 around the green. So that'll do it for my top five sleepers here for the AT&T Byron Nelson. It's Reavy, Jaeger, Lee, Griffin, and Vegas. Now, time to tell you about our great deal we've got going on, our awesome deal we've got going on with Yahoo now. If you have not signed up with them, first off, 5K to first place this week. It'll be bigger next week for the PGA Championship. That's their top contest. They also offer MME and so much more. So if you have not signed up with them, made a deposit, and entered your first paid contest, now is the time to do so, because you are going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. With that, just signing up, all you got to do is do that. We will get your email and get you all squared away. That's going to get you access to PGA Championship data, probably even US Open data coming up in 4 to 5 weeks' time. Plus, you're going to get projections for every other sport we cover, which is almost every sport in the world right now, except for NFL, which even with NFL, we've got content coming out. So until then, everybody, come and join us Wednesday night, live before lock, Ben Raza and I, 8 p.m. If you're watching this after Tuesday, you can check out the PGA Strategy Show with Ben and Eric on playback. So until then, everybody, good luck this week at the AT&T Byron Nelson, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.